Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Okay, welcome to episode 131 of the Uncle Hack Podcast.
You're telling me you've done 130?
Yeah.
Since the last time I was on this?
Yeah.
We've known each other that long all of a sudden?
Yeah. Well, 50 is a year, so
yeah,
2.5 years.
Here we are.
You're welcome. You're welcome for a career.
I see you're sponsored today.
Yeah, we just somebody.
I just caught that. You're welcome for your career. Yeah, you know what? We honestly teamed up as survival in the heat of a pandemic where it was really hard to pack comedy clubs. And now the survival days are over.
Yeah.
And we got daddy cooking us dinner in the kitchen. I'd call that thriving.
Yeah. No, we're living in this Airbnb, like top shelf. Kings talk about this type of lifestyle in old books from the previous times that took place on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're living in the finest times. King of beers. King of queers.
Honestly, so 5 minutes ago, you're like, let's do a podcast and let's drink Bud Lights and let's let it be the gay podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, you picked the perfect guest for that. And then I went into my phone and I just searched like gay to see what I have written down about it. Apparently quite a few things. So we have the full day show topics right here.
Oh, wow.
What do you have planned for today?
Oh, all sorts of things. All sorts of things. We cover a lot on this podcast. We're probably the number one alt-right podcast out of Alberta.
is that what it's been labeled?
Hey, you know, you hear the rumblings in the streets, so you lean into it at times. You know, you got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
And if you get labeled with that, you gotta give them a little bit of sprinkle of, you know, like leaving the breadcrumbs. It's kind of like a Hansel and Gretel type situation to get the kids to boil.
Well, last night we had a bit of a political disagreement within the audience.
Yeah.
During your set.
Yeah.
And you asked a simple question, what is a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And the four girls that came to the show because of my TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly realize what kind of dungeon they were in.
Yeah, it flipped the script quite quickly on them.
And they thought they were being like, she even raised her hand like, ooh, I know.
Yeah.
This is in the clip. Her going, ooh, I know this one. And all her friends pointed to her and says, she knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Family Feud and the brightest, youngest daughter's at the end of the row. And she's going to win the family the money.
And the Johnson family with the steel.
Yeah. And she like licked her lips. And she's like, what a woman is a balance of femininity and masculinity. And it's the same for men. And there was an audible, ugh. And oh my God. From the
back
of the room.
A woman called out a woman on that too. So the ladies that do like us and come to the shows, they get it.
Yeah.
The ones that just see you wiggling your hips on TikTok.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Which is what's great about our shows.
Yeah.
It's this culmination of people.
I'm not hating on it. Listen.
And your dogs love seeing them girls walk in, right? Mm-hmm.
Do they ever?
So it's perfect. And they're always the ones that leave upset. And in this case, these girls came into the show like this. Like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Like already doing that echolocation bullshit where they just scream and find their way around.
Yeah.
They were already at that point of the night. Blind bats screeching at me saying, Shiva, we've all you on TikTok and she wants your number and blah, blah, blah. And I go, hey, ladies, I don't know if you watch our videos, but if you behave like this on the inside, you're going to be the next video.
Yeah. And
they went, no, I'm so sorry. It's fine. We're just going to. And I go, cool. I just have to give you a heads up.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, Mother Hen of the group didn't like that very much. And she held a grudge against me the whole show. And that is verified by the footage Sam and I watched late last night of the crowd cam.
Yeah.
And during your guys' sets, they were knee slapping, loving it, right? Even during the moment, which we'll get to, of the political disagreement in the crowd.
Yeah.
I came up and she did her best job to just go full Mona Lisa on my ass the whole time.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Okay. Yeah.
So after the show, they don't let us leave us be, right? And they keep asking us, what's your birthday? What's your birthday? What's your, because they want to do that Zodiac bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's getting hungry. We dilly-dally downstairs and we didn't make dinner in time. So Sam's already performed on an empty stomach and now is tearing down speakers on an empty stomach.
Not happy. Not a happy boy.
Yeah. In hindsight, I'm not surprised what happened next because it gets to the end of the night and those girls, like in this video, which nearly has a million views, Sam is a TikTok star.
Yeah. They're loving it.
They love Sam. They love his discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah. And choice in video games too with Pilot Wings.
Yeah. 4 years ago, you're a villain in that story, but now you're a hero. Ever since some like Romanian guy got arrested for trafficking women on webcams.
I was going to say, it's like this porn for these men all in the comments. Like, yeah, you told a bitch no. Like, that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
One for the fellas.
Yeah, one for the boys.
It's very pathetic. Yeah. And half of the comments are honestly people arguing over grammar. Not even pronouns, like straight up theirs, yours, calling each other all sorts of names that I have to approve one by one in the comments. Approve, 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 approve. You're a cunt. No, you're a pussy. Approve, approve, approve. So anyways, these girls, not the mother hen of them. She was quiet. The little yappy one.
Yeah.
She goes, are you going to ask for my number or what? Sam steps in. And then we put this video online. And like I said, a million views later, they message you, right? They email you.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Take this down. Please take this down. My dad is looking for me and I don't want him to find me.
I think dad needs to find you.
Right?
I do.
I will play you what you don't hear in that video. This is what she was bragging about.
Here, airdrop that
to
me.
No, I can play it right now.
We are Panda Partners. Panda Partners.
They're kissing outside.
Right.
And I go, huh? And she goes,
we are Panda Partners. Panda Partners.
Have you heard this before?
No, I don't know what that means.
You're outside kissing your friend. And the first thing she told me also outside the theater, she goes, I fingered my friend's asshole. I fingered her asshole. Starts kissing her in the parking lot. We're Panda Partners. You're right. You need to find daddy.
Yeah.
You need to find daddy.
It's time.
And I think we did, like, because we're on daddy's team, right?
Yeah.
So. Daddy's going to find his little girl.
100%.
Because of the Uncle Hack podcast.
He's probably a listener.
Did you talk about on the podcast?
What?
About that? Your situation?
Which one?
Speaking of daddies.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. I didn't want to break it. I didn't know if this was...
No. I did. I talked about it on the Patreon. I haven't talked about it on here, so they got it first. But we can talk about it. It's,
hey, that's a good Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, it is. It's just like, I've had my stepdad, Wilkie's been in my life for quite some time, right? And tremendous guy. I can't speak... less of a man to step in the shoes.
You can't speak less of a man?
Or more of a man.
There you go.
My apologies. I don't know where I was going with that. But, he stepped in a pretty, almost, I was a lost youth in a wild time of rebellion up till probably my mid-20s. And he's had to deal with that. And now that I've figured my shit out and I'm not doing drugs no more or... partying, even like this is a big night. We're having a Bud Light on this podcast.
Yeah,
you know the boozing isn't as hard as it once was, but every now and then I uncage the demon. So he's got me through the hard years, and now the old man that you know who gave me life. Me and him reconnected now for the better half of 12 years. We kind of haven't had a relationship. So I broke the ice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got fucking tired. I hate this pussyfooting around shit. So I got tired of going for dinner with them and sitting there with this, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you bump into an old high school friend and it's like, so what else is new? That's always the follow-up question.
Yeah.
Because nobody can figure out where to go with this. and we're both like, it's almost like you're playing cards in the Wild West and you each got pistols under the table and sliding aces down the sleeve.
Okay.
So it was always like, we never knew who. And then finally I just had enough and I was just like, listen, man, we're cool. And then that's what caused a flood of tears in a fucking, where were we? We're in a Central or something like that. One of those chain restaurants close to where I live. And it's like me and him crying in a parking lot. It was pretty heavy, man. It was pretty heavy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, this podcast did get gay quick.
It got hella gay. Yeah. It's
let me tell you about how I recently reconnected with my dad and cried in a Smitty's parking lot with him. Bud Light. We're not just buds.
We're Bud Lights.
We're Bud Lights.
We're Bud Light and the Loafers. Oh. Right.
Your dog gay shit, I wrote down in my phone. So in November 2019, I made a note to myself.
Okay.
No audience is ever going to clap at the end of a joke that ends in faggot. It's a note to myself. Because of the joke I do that ends in that word.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized last night.
Yeah.
They clapped at the end of a joke.
With faggot.
I found my audience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Finally, I found the audience that gets what I was trying to do with that joke. I spell it out, you know, like I use it as an anagram and you have to spell it in your head and then you get it. It's kind of it's crafty.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was always too crafty because I said, if it were any other word, there might be that moment where they go, oh my God, this guy's a magician, and they erupt in applause, but you chose to spell out the word faggot.
Yeah.
And I guess three and a half years later, I got it to work.
There it is.
It just took me to find a completely different fan base. I didn't change the joke at all. I just moved.
Yeah, well, you know what? That takes work as well. You know, you can't just get off the couch and find a new audience. You gotta.
How lazy of writing is that? It's not the joke. It's them.
It's 100%.
You TikTok girls. You don't get it. You're only allowed to come eight at a time at maximum in a crowd.
Yeah. And speaking of TikTok girls or guys, April 19th, we're in Orangeville, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're listening to this, you missed that one on YouTube. If you're on Patreon, you heard this. April 20th, Owen Sound. April 21st, Collingwood. April 22nd, Barrie. April 26th, Peterborough. April 27th, Belleville. And then that's the final date for the Ontario tour for the Conquifadors. And you can get tickets at dangercatchshop.com.
Cornwall is the last.
Okay. April 28th in Cornwall.
29th. I think we 29th. Have the
28th. Oh, I'm missing a date. My apologies.
Hey, you know what? Dangercatchshop.com doesn't lie.
They don't lie.
We do.
We do. All he the does. Time. We got to get the clips. We got to get the footage. That's our job.
Boy, we got the footage this week.
Yeah.
Some good stuff. They're craving more of Sam. He's an internet hero.
He has now become like without having social media. He has social media.
He's just feeding ours.
Yeah. He is like, he is, you see these counts with like foreign dads and the kid is like first generation Canadian. And the immigrated father is always the funny one.
Right. Okay.
Just because the culture is so different here and they become like the funny one.
Is he our foreign dad?
In a way, in a weird sense. He's almost like a blast from the past is what Sam is.
Yeah. He's not from a different country. He's from a different
era,
dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pop culture was different when he was coming up compared to you and I. Even though he grew up with seeing what you and I would like, he can appreciate it, but also find disgust in it. Yeah. So it's nice. It's a good balance.
And I watched him take 3 hours to make a meme yesterday.
Yeah.
He's all fired up at his first million hit video. He's like, all right, I'm a fucking content creator. He's like, he goes, I'm going to make a meme. And he bobbled his head.
Yeah.
He goes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this scene and I'm going to put the words on it. And that, and then I watched an entire Los Angeles Clippers basketball game. And they closed that one.
And you only sent it to four people?
Yeah. Four clicks. Yeah. And then she's like, how's this? And I still had to like fix it. I'd be like, no, you cut this. And you. And I'm no meme Madonna over here.
No.
I don't like memes. I'm actually not good at making them. I don't speak that internet language.
Fair, fair. It is different. You know, it's like piecing together. It's an art.
Let them cook.
Yeah, you guys got to let them cook.
Let this guy cook.
See, I'm getting tired of like, now I know I'm getting old is because I'm hearing new sayings in like what we probably came up with, like, dude, sweet. Oh, that's sick. You know what I mean?
Based.
Like, based isn't ours.
No, that's now. I'm saying what it's replaced
it with. Yeah. Cap. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate cap. No cap.
Bet.
I bet. Yeah. That one drives me up the wall. One of those young broads said ick. That's my ick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've never wanted to assault a woman until that point.
Yeah.
That there's been times, but that was like the closest I think I've gotten to being like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Talk normal.
My favorite. Ick.
That's how I know I'm getting old.
There's this ick joke Steph Tolev does, fellow Canadian of ours, got like a Bill Burr special. She's doing very well. And one of her her jokes. So I don't know why I read her credits. I don't know why I was her MC.
What is a Bill Burr special?
Bill Burr, like he got his Bill Burr Presents and on Netflix, 30-minute specials of some of his favorite people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. But you meant like... She's doing this at Red Rock and fucking...
No, not his venue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways.
Okay.
Her joke. I don't really know the joke, but she hooked up with some guy and her ick was when he's taking off his pants, a loose debit card fell out of his jeans. And I find that so funny for her to be like, okay, that's enough here. You put that thing... If that thing's not in the wallet, you shouldn't have a loose debit card in your pocket. Are you 14? You know?
You're
not even fazed by this.
No.
I think that's... A man should not have a loose debit card.
Why?
Sam? Come on. Gonna lose it, he says. There. Answer number one.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of your money and belongings and memberships? Who are you? Why don't you have a wallet? Right? Do you have one single house key around a rope around your neck too?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
So that's her ick is because...
Yeah,
what about all the loose shit they have in a fucking purse? This is exactly why I can't trust how they're thinking it.
Right, because the purse encompasses more than just a debit card. It has a lot of things that might be needed. This guy's got no protection on his swipe, first of all.
Hold up. He's got the debit card. He can get anything that he wants with the debit card. And then this
not
bitch...
Not pussy, apparently. Because she's packing it up. She's saying it's over. Get a fucking wallet. Surround that shit with some leather or I'm not fucking you. And I agree. It's like
I'm against it.
Imagine he brings a fucking skateboard and a backpack. Hey, where can I put my skateboard?
Okay.
On the bus that you'll be taking right now. Goodbye. If I'm the girl.
Oh, yeah? He shows
I'm
up.
I'm hot pussy, okay?
Right.
When it comes to men, I have a certain... level.
So a loose debit card is like
out.
That's the thing.
That's an ick. I think it's a good ick.
I think you're just agreeing with women to try and like play to a fucking audience here. Is what you're as he pinkies up about like get the fuck out of here.
she's very funny. She's very funny.
I'm not saying she's not funny. I'm just talking about the ick here.
Yeah, I know. That's the first ick that comes to mind of like a specific one, like a Jerry Seinfeld, George Costanza sort of situation.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
she
yeah.
has man hands or she's mm-hmm. a close talker or like I had a girl that would go, oh my God, I'm so funny. She'd say she's so funny. And,
right.
And it's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any woman that says like, I'm funny. No, they're never.
They're allowed to be funny. Just don't say. And when she'd say it, she'd get it at the wrong times. Like, no, that wasn't the time you were funny. You were funny earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're not funny.
Yeah, I find that a lot of women tend to, now that I've gotten into stand-up, right, ever since I become a Toronto headliner and been around for a minute, and I find that as soon as you're the center of attention, there's a lot of females that come along that really like that center of attention that you're almost taking away from them. So they try and step into your light. And shadow you by doing the, I'm funny too. Do girls make you laugh like I do? And it's almost like they don't understand that I'm laughing at them, mm-hmm. how retarded they're acting, opposed to they're not funny. You're not making, you as a person are not funny.
Yeah.
But your actions right now and how desperate you're acting to try and like steal almost a little bit of spotlight, yeah. that's funny to me because you just don't get it. You're yeah. so removed from the idea that nobody could give a flying fuck what you have to say.
Kind of like that girl last night.
Exactly.
Like, you know, aren't you going to ask for my number?
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's one of them.
No, she's in her daddy's arms.
Yeah, yeah. Reunited and I'm beaten to a pulp.
One more time.
Reunited and I'm beaten to a pulp. My dad's a cop.
Yeah.
He beats the shit out of me.
Yeah, we looked back on the footage. Apparently the girl's dad's like this cop.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. She said her dad's a cop or something
looking
like that.
Looking for her.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the database. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to, you know, bring. I'm almost certain that she left. He said, thank God. She thinks like, oh, he's going to come find me one day. And he's like totally pulled shoot on that operation.
I'm just going to let someone into my condo.
Okay.
Back in Calgary. I don't even know who's buzzing, but I let him in.
Nice.
That's the kind of security at my building.
Yeah.
Mid-podcast, come on in.
You know what?
7 p.m. on a whatever day this is. Who's it going to be?
Who's it going to be? Let's get into our first article here. So, where did that go? Now we're really screwed.
I'll do a gay joke in the meantime.
All right. What do you got
for us? So I roasted this Jamaican guy at the last roast battle, Benjamin Valentine. Remember that? And in Jamaica, they actually hate gays so much that they chase them into the ocean until they drown. What I'm trying to say is Benjamin is a really good swimmer.
He's running bits on a podcast.
I filled time. I'm a professional.
Okay.
Sam would just be combing his mustache.
Yeah, that's all right. That's production value. Okay, here we go.
Told you,
ladies and gentlemen, our first... So you're probably wondering why everything feels weird out there, right? You know... We have trans women that are the face of Bud Light, which was once the beer for men. A lot of things, you know, are a little off kilter right now. And I think I've pieced this all together. All right. We were talking about it earlier. Mercury is in retrograde in 2023. What it means, key dates, and its effects. Ladies and gentlemen, this is groundbreaking news on why everything is a little off kilter right now. So Mercury returns to retrograde on April 21st, 2023. Mercury retrograde is arguably the most known of the astrological happenings, aside from perhaps eclipses. Utter the phrase and many will shudder. People love to blame Mercury retrograde for any miscommunications, delays, or technical difficulties that take place during this period. But is Mercury retrograde really so bad? Could it perhaps have some benefits? Let's explore Mercury retrograde.
No, let's not. This is just the fall guy for all your bullshit in your life. Blame it on this because you need something to blame it on. And we all came up with this together. Oh, it makes us feel good. It's out of our power. It's out in the fucking sky. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
How are you, if you can't handle a rock in space 83 parsecs away or whatever, okay? How are you going to live with a fucking guy? How are you going to move in with a dude, a human being, if you can't handle where the moon is or where Mercury's moon is?
Yeah.
You dumb cunt.
There it is.
Never.
I woke him up.
If this is an ick, if a woman at any point blames anything, ugh, and is like actually upset, like, ugh, Mercury's fucking with me.
Yeah.
Out.
Booted.
Almost on the spot.
Yeah.
That is, you believe in Santa still.
Yeah.
Your child.
Yeah.
See you later.
You're getting upset if the boyfriend isn't putting Easter eggs on Easter in the house.
Oh, that's why that girl again last night. What's your birthday? That's what leading to this shit. Oh my God, it's Aries season and you're Aries? I'm Libra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have the whole thing with like fantasy sports and like being mad at like making fun of men over fantasy sports.
Yes.
This is us making fun of women for their fantasy. But it's different though. We understand it's all fake, you know. This is my fantasy team, but then they apply real life to this.
Do they make $800 a year on average?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Tracking their
I doubt it. You know, it'd be funny if they did they did a draft on like maybe what's going to happen, you know, like I'm going to draft.
Yeah.
I'm going to draft Scorpios this year. Who's coming out on top?
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's playoffs for the fucking retrogrades and stuff like that.
Game is in Libra season.
Yeah.
Jen, you better pick a Pisces.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're so right. Water sign does beat fire.
Right. It's a fucking Pokemon world.
Yeah, don't they, like, in at least fantasy football, mm-hmm. it's different every day. No game is ever the same. Don't they have, like, the next 8 million years of moons already mapped out? They know exactly when all the things are going to happen.
Yeah, but I feel like there could be a curveball. Maybe you could predict things.
Yeah, hopefully an asteroid that kills us all.
Yeah,
hopefully
that would
that's
be.
That's the one.
Boy, that would just be a pleasure, wouldn't it? What if aliens came down and they were just like, yeah, no, we've been telling you the whole time with the astrological signs and you assholes have been telling white women to shut the fuck up because it's annoying.
We fucking moved the stars for you to show it's a fucking shape.
Yeah.
Look this way. Oh, it's a belt. It's a dipper. It's a scoop. No, it's an arrow to the portal.
No, but there's a little scoop and then there's the big scoop.
No, motherfucker, that's the next dimension.
That's the little dipper and that's the big dipper. Now I know where I'm going.
In circles for the next 8 millennium.
Yeah.
You dumb human.
9 relationships and it's all their fault.
Fuck.
You know.
All right, let's keep learning.
Okay, you want to learn
more?
So
I know what it is. It's like farther away than Earth is what retrograde means.
Yeah.
It's farther away than normal. So it's like your boyfriend leaving for the road. Where did he go?
Yeah.
Now the relationship is DEFCON 5.
He's in retrograde.
Yes.
Oh, he's pulling away. Did he ever love me?
Yeah. And so you're sending your shipping flowers to your home address because Mercury's too far away.
That's just me being cute.
Right.
Not because Mercury.
No, it's because your distance.
Yeah. Okay.
From afar, that's the best you can do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't give your warmth, your light. You're too far gone.
We should throw these Bud Lights out. It's getting too...
We talked about this on the Patreon episode in the car.
Which one?
With Sam after our gig.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
About being on the road.
Yeah.
The difficulties of it.
Right.
So if you'd like to hear about all of our personal experiences handling women and stand-up comedy, head to that episode.
Yeah. Actually, the Patreon episodes are kind of fun. It's just us with some mics in the car, and it'd be like if you were in the car with us driving to the gig or from the gig in some circumstances. But anyways, what does Mercury retrograde mean for us, Brett Forte? Do you want to take it over from the news
here? The effects of Mercury retrograde are said to be technical errors, miscommunications, and delays. For example, during the Mercury retrograde period, pay close attention to your itinerary when you travel. Oh, don't miss your train because you were daydreaming. What the fuck does that have to do with a planet?
I could tell you about a group of people that never missed a train.
Oh. It would be wise to double check things too. Items may be lost during this period, but items previously misplaced may be found.
Oh.
Hey, there's a lot of maybes in here. You might lose something, you might find something is what that sentence says. Hey, that's both things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, watch out. Something might happen or something might not happen.
That's how they get you.
And that's...
It's like psychics. You ever went to a psychic, got your cards read or anything like that?
Yeah.
Very vague. Very vague.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you remember Miguel?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took him in one time and I was like, hey, you ever got your cards read before? And I just wanted to see like what would come because he's never done it. And I've went a few times because I find it entertaining to see what they will say to me. Right.
Yeah.
And it's I find enjoyment of like kind of the horse shit that they make up.
Yeah.
And as he's getting his cards read, the lady looks at him and be like, are you gay? And he's like, no. And she goes, are you bisexual? Do you have a partner? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, I have a girlfriend. He goes, are you sure? She was fucking playing him as if he was half a fag.
She wasn't reading his car. She was like reading his face and body.
Something was going on there.
She thought, smaller yeah. Filipino man.
She took a swing at the plate. And then when we came out, man, it looked like he seen a ghost. And I was looking at him. I was like, did she tell you like something that...
That's cruel.
Yeah, that kind of shook your world. You seem a little off kilter here. You're like, you're on tilt or something like that. And he's like, I was like, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. And he like finally just like brought it up. He goes, she told me that I might be like bisexual. And I could not stop laughing. I was like, don't buy into that shit, dude. They're flipping cards. It's all a game of chance. You know what I mean? It's like playing poker.
Yeah, that's the commercial. Him coming out, questioning his entire identity.
Yeah.
His friend going, what did she... He storms back in there. Did you call my friend gay? Is that what the card said? No, honey, it's not what the card said. It's the Bud Light shirt he was wearing.
Yeah.
Bow, yeah. Bum, the psychic bum, just took bum. One look at it.
Yeah.
Fag. Didn't even touch the cards.
Yeah.
$59.50, please.
No, I smelt the cum on your breath when you were like, hi. Yeah. Half a fag. You're the whole thing.
You're the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know. I have much else to say about this Mertrograde bullshit.
That's okay. That's
Mertrograde.
All, Mertrograde. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Such an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cop out.
Hey, good afternoon.
Now, our next article, okay?
Yeah.
So, America. America!
Fuck yeah. Arrest made in leaked Pentagon documents.
Yeah. So, are you up to speed? I know you don't really like dive into the same waters that me and Sam like to go into.
I watch basketball clips while you guys are going through deep state documents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and him... Big fans of diving into, you know, world politics, government, conspiracies.
The only difference between you two is he downloads everything.
Yeah. He likes to have like a copy of some sort. Everything. And I'm like, I got 18 apps. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
I got more apps. He's got more filing cabinets.
Yeah.
Both have the same shit stored in them, but he's got physical copies. So what happened here is, it'll explain a little bit in the clip. You might need to earbud up. But a guy leaked documents in a Discord chat about everything that's happening over in the Ukraine and whatnot. But we'll roll the clip first, so then we can, and then we'll dive into it after. And I just want to hear your thoughts on it.
Thank you for joining us here for your 5 News First at 4. I'm Joe Ellison. The FBI swarmed a Massachusetts home this afternoon and arrested a member of the Air National Guard. He is suspected to be the person behind the leaks of classified Pentagon documents. Investigators are questioning 21-year-old Jack Teixeira, a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He is also reportedly the leader of an online chat group where the documents were allegedly first uploaded. The documents outline details about Ukraine's upcoming counteroffense, but both Ukrainian and U.S. officials downplayed the impact of the leaks.
I'm concerned that it happened, but there's nothing contemporaneous.
The sun's behind him, but he's squinting like he's looking at it. What's wrong with this guy? That old lady
also revealed a number of secrets the U.S. has collected on its allies, with the Pentagon already working to ensure this kind of leak doesn't happen again. The FBI is still searching that home for evidence.
So it's a no leak leak. Like, what's the actual leak, Sam? Do you know what the actual documents said?
Yeah. So I'll fill you in. So a lot of with the documents, just because he's back there. And we don't have a mic on them, but with the documents leaked were like Ukrainian positions and then them going on the offense, right? And it's kind of like NATO backed operations for the Ukraine. But Russian officials apparently have come out. I tried finding something about it, but I think that, you know, that whole Bill C-11, I think is already in play because I can't find it anymore. But I did read something that said that Russian officials already addressed this and they were like, yeah, we know exactly all of this. This is why we're kicking the absolute fuck out of them right now. Because a lot of those documents are that are coming out too admit that the U.S. knows that Ukraine is getting their ass kicked right now. Like, they're just getting bulldozed. And meanwhile, we're still over here being like, Slava Ukraine, we got the flag on. I think they're winning.
Yeah.
I think they're winning. But meanwhile, it's like the complete opposite. The Russians are beating the fuck out of them over there. They got 16-year-olds running fucking mortars and trying to shoot bombs off at them. Meanwhile, the Russians, from what these documents supposedly said.
All I know is I got three pins for each of us with a Russia and Ukraine flag crossed. So we're going to piss off everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all I know. I know the mainstream news tells you Ukraine's winning. You're telling me Russia's winning?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's supposedly what these documents leaked. Now, could this just be another way of... Because here's what I suspect.
Okay, but you have to do it in Jesse Ventura's voice.
Okay.
Because... You have Jesse's brain.
Can I go maybe a little more Alex Jones?
I thought your Jesse was great earlier. So okay. I would like to, I am a bigger fan of Jesse than I am
okay,
Alex.
Okay, I'm a fan of both. So, yeah. Okay, lead me into this.
We're here with Jesse Ventura, former governor.
Mm-hmm. And Frogman with the Navy SEALs.
So that was next on the teleprompter, Jesse. Just give me a second, please.
Sorry.
Okay. Former U.S. Navy SEAL Frogman and governor of Minnesota. I'm here with Jesse Ventura.
An intercontinental
okay,
champion.
I knew you were going to say something. Jesse, let's just cut to it. We don't have a lot of time. What is your stance on this leak from an ex-National Guard, apparently with intel on Ukraine?
Well, what reporter are you? Are you just Brett Forte?
Jesse, I have to remind you, we are live right now.
Give me some context so I can bounce this.
I'm on a podcast right now. We're just talking.
Anyways, Jesse. I'll give you the mic back, Jesse. Here.
Thank you.
Sorry, Uncle Hack thought it would be a good idea to try and interrupt such a prominent interview with such a prestigious network like yourself, and you're asking me on whether or not my government is telling me the truth on what's happening over in the Ukraine.
Yes, I guess it is a bit of a silly question given your appearance in the public eye. Jesse, a question one more time. What do you think about these leaks?
What do I think? Well, why don't we start talking about what the government did while it was 2001? Now, when that took place, why do they never talk about Building 7? They never talk about Building 7. And then years later, as they
Jesse, I'm going to challenge you to stay on topic for this one.
Well, it's going to take me a minute because I got to explain my side before I can actually get into what we're talking about here. So what I'm going to explain to you is my government has never told the truth. Now, when we went into Iraq and George Bush went on television, and what did he say? Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Come to find out, Saddam Hussein does not have weapons of mass destruction. And we caused an invasion of a country that shouldn't have been invaded.
So you're saying there's no leak?
I'm saying that it would not surprise me if my government is lying to me again.
Okay, well, forget the American government. Whose government do you think is winning this war right now, Ukraine's or Russia?
I don't know. That's the thing. The more I hear my government talk about Ukraine winning... And what happened in the Vietnam War as we were losing to the Viet Cong? I was there. I was a frogman. I would know. Mm-hmm. And as the Viet Cong was closing in, I'm thinking that it's the Russians that are going to be more prominent and more prosperous out of this war. I mean, look what happened. They got pushed in the arms of China. You think that's good for anybody? China, Russia, Brazil.
Brazil.
When did they join this?
Saudi Arabia.
Are you just listing countries, Jesse?
No, they have formed a coalition with one another, labeling it BRICS.
Now, let's not use wrestling terms.
This isn't
a four-man tag team.
This is more serious than a four-man tag team, okay?
Well, I would hope so. It's World War, Jesse.
Yes, and we're not looking very good. I mean, Christ Almighty, we can't figure out what bathroom to go in North America, and you think that we're going to compete against the Chinese?
In what specifically?
In war.
So the war right now is between Ukraine and Russia, Jesse.
Yes, but by pushing Russia into the arms of China and Saudi Arabia, I mean, Saudi Arabia is trying to move off the U.S. dollar.
Where do you see Canada in all of this?
Who cares?
That's all the time we have. And frankly, more than we were given. Jesse Ventura. Wow. Hard to keep that guy like on topic, but he's a great interview.
He's a wild
he's
dog.
A great interview. Oh, I'm just getting word now that because we got Jesse apparently close friends with Alex Jones. Yeah, he's walking into the studio now.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hey, nice to meet you. Just take a seat right there.
Welcome to the show.
Wow. You know what? We have commercials to run, but why would we when we have you, one of the most entertaining men in, I would say, history.
Oh, Alex, easily. That's why they don't want me on the internet.
What was that?
They don't want me on the internet.
Oh, okay. Did you need a lozenge?
No. Is
this your normal?
This is how I talk.
Okay. Are you drunk? Hungover?
50-50.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad you're honest. You know what? Our last guest kind of danced around the bush a little bit. I think you're a little bit more direct.
Oh, 100%.
I would like to hear what you think about this theory that Bud Light turns you, and this is crazy, into a faggot.
Oh. Well, let me ask you this. Okay. They've been putting fertilizer in the water for years. Turn the frogs gay. Who's to say that the fertilizer that is used to grow the wheat that puts into the Bud Light is not turning people gay? I don't drink Bud Light because I don't support the corporatist elites that are currently drowning our country. That's why you can go to my website, Infowars.com, and get totally conservative beer. It's 100% gluten-free for those that have that type of problems in their stomach. And you can get that because you're going to need it. Once the elite and the globalists start closing the doors in, you're going to want to be stocked up. And we got all the survival kits on Infowars.com.
Okay. We're going to do a rapid fire question period here. I ask you questions. Speak from the heart. Should women in Iran wear turbans?
Well, you know, that's a difficult question because we're in the United States of America, and that's where freedom exists. Now, if you want to wear one, I believe that you should have to wear one. If we want to liberate a country like that, we tried. We failed in Iraq. We failed in Afghanistan. We failed in Vietnam.
Yeah. Iran?
World War II, we kind of closed in as like, maybe the Nazis were coming down off their methamphetamine. And then it's almost like taking a hockey fight. One guy gets off the bench and the other guy's been out for 2 minutes and we go beat the shit out of the Nazis. And then next thing you know.
The turban. The hijab. Alex, the hijab.
Next question.
Okay. Do we need to get rid of all other pronouns other than he and she?
Well, what the pronouns are is a lot of people don't understand this because I get high class documents handed down to me from government officials that are trying to leak this information to Infowars.com, and you can watch that 24 hours a day, or you could go to Bandai Video and watch the clips. You can watch that there. My website.
Are they running your website banner now? Did you get to what? Did you tell my production guys to run your graphics on my show?
Yeah. Wherever I go, I bring my own camera crew, everybody, make sure that the show runs exactly what you believe we are up to.
Pronouns, yes or no?
pronouns. See, the pronouns are is the way the globalist elites are going to cram down on you. But right now, they're trying to take the language away. They're trying to damage the language so that way kids are confused. And when you got confused youth, they grow up to be confused adults, and they're easier to control. And that's what the globalist elites want. They want a dumb society that they can take over and run it into the ground so that way they can keep printing money and keep us enslaved to all these bullshit jobs and ensure that the world does not have a revolution and overthrow the one world government.
Okay, last question. This one comes in from a viewer. Mm-hmm. In a losing bet where the loser must take a cum shot to the chest, what's gayer, delivering the cum shot or receiving the cum shot?
Well, see, this is what the globalist elites want you to believe, is if you take a cum shot to the chin, that you're possibly a faggot. But if it is in a bet, it is America. We live in a free country. And you know what? It's definitely gayer if you have your mouth open while receiving. That's just inviting trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when the COVID vaccines rolled out and everybody was inviting, like, hey, get the vaccine. You gotta, you know, you're telling people to stay gay. That's what you're doing. Just stay gay. Get the vaccine. Turn gay. That's what they want. They want everybody gay. They want the kids are gay. Mm-hmm. The kids are chopping their cocks off. That's what they're doing now.
Well, I think doctors are performing the surgery, but.
Well, the kids get the idea from the globalist elites who handed down to teachers and the infrastructure. You know, it dates back to John D. Rockefeller, who started pushing feminism, that women got to be out in the workforce, and that will force children into these indoctrination camps that take place.
We have a female producer producing today's news item. You don't trust in her abilities?
I'm just saying.
You can't cover it by just saying that sentence. Because we know that's what you're saying. We're questioning
John D. Rockefeller was the one who started pushing the feminist agenda back in the late 60s to try and put kids into indoctrination camps. And now here we are today. Before, the American household, you'd have one basic income and you were able to live life perfectly. I remember growing up as a young lad and then the one income household. Mm-hmm. And now, now people got to work three jobs just to make sure that they can get a plate of McDonald's at the end of the night. So what I'm saying is women in the workforce, nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying when the traditional American values have been broken, then you're starting to see in America that is being controlled by reptilian bloodsuckers like Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer.
Okay, so we're not sure what's more gay. Receiving or giving it, we never really got around to that.
That's what they want you to think.
We'll make that your homework question tonight. Thank you for watching. This has been the Uncle Hack Podcast.
Holy shit. Oh, holy Christ, we burnt through. Good. That was good act out, you know? And speaking of great act outs, you know, we love it. We love...
be a crisis actor, right? Speaking of great actors, here's a school shooting.
Whoa, we aren't that hardcore. Nah, we're going to see, speaking of Bud Light, we were adding, oops, let's get this over, all right? Okay, so this headline reads, well, it's not so much a headline, but Snopes did a deep dive, right, on the whole Bud Light losing money. Did a boycott of Bud Light over trans celebrity partnership cost Eisenhower Bush billions. The rumors surfaced amid a right-wing push to stop buying the beer after it partnered with Dylan Mulvaney, a trans TikTok celebrity. Okay, so there was a tweet that was put out. Bud Light has lost $7 billion so far.
Yeah, okay. So who said that? CTV? CBS? No, Kevin Sorbo on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is this where you're getting our facts from?
Well,
now
we're on Snopes. We're on Snopes.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah.
The guy who played Hercules in the early 90s after Xena on sci-fi TV, mm-hmm. Channel 45,
mm-hmm.
says he's got the fucking latest quarterly reports. He's full 2 months before Wall Street got them.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo's got the fucking numbers.
He got the digits, man.
And he goes, Bud Light has lost just a quick $7 billion. Rounded off to the nearest bullshit.
All right.
Go on.
Okay. In mid-April 2023, various social media posts and articles claimed that a right-wing protest over Bud Light's marketing partnership with trans TikTok celebrity Dylan Mulvaney resulted in a multi-billion dollar loss for its parent company, Anheuser-Busch. The purported losses range from $4 to $7 billion.
All right. You said that like Jesse that came out.
Billion dollars.
Yeah, you did.
$1 billion. So Bud Light's parent company has lost more than $6 billion in market capitalization since announcing its partnership with a polarizing transgender internet celebrity. Unveiled on April 2nd, the brand's alliance with 26-year-old Dylan Mulvaney has since incited outrage and calls for boycott. How about that?
So is Budweiser a stock?
Yes.
So if they're down $6 billion in market cap, then buy low, motherfuckers.
You think they bounce back?
Yeah, of course. If they're actually down, let me check here. That was what announced less than a month ago, right? Okay, here's the news. So it went up to $66. Now it dipped to about $63, and now it's climbed back up to $65. This is not a drastic hit to the stock at all. The market cap is $128 billion. That's how big the company is. So when it goes down $6 billion, it's like, that's tiny. That's not even 6%. That's less than 6%. That's nothing.
Johnny Math over here.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
Johnny Dollar. Sorry, I didn't know Tony fucking.
Yeah, I don't know. You gave me an article with fucking the reporter was Hercules from the 90s. What do you want me to take this seriously?
100%. That's why we brought it up. That's why we talk about these things on this podcast.
We go live to the field. Kevin Sorbo. Wow, we haven't seen you on TV in 28 years. How you doing? Yeah, I'm standing outside my breakfast nook right now. Zena's in the other room. I got the numbers from Bud Light. This just in. $7 billion. Back to you. Fuck you, Kevin Sorbo.
What's your full on take of this with the whole boycott Bud Light because of a trans?
It's really funny. When I was in Phoenix, the girl that is running for governor,
yeah,
who is like Trump's right hand woman, like mm-hmm. best friends, Carrie Lake is her name. She had a governor's ball sort of thing. She's not the governor, but she had a little like political party and. At it, I guess all the beer was sold out except no one touched the Bud Light. And she got to go on mic and be like, if you go woke, you go broke. And they all cheered. And as someone who has yeah. been to a governor's ball in Texas for Greg Abbott,
mm-hmm.
the things that were said in that room, and I was about 1,200 to 2,000 Republicans all just had a steak dinner in them and they had energy. And Greg Abbott comes rolling in on the wheelchair. And he starts saying things like, we got the 10th biggest economy in the world. Yeah, that makes us more powerful than Russia. And they stand and they cheer. You're right, Putin.
That's what I like about American politics at times is they get very, like here, we like to cosplay as like Americans is what I'm seeing lately, you know, especially with, this is a fun one. So today announced on Twitter, Elon Musk's Twitter put government-funded media on CBC's Twitter page. So that causes like, you know, conservatives, like conservative leaders in this country then see that and they try to get Trump with it. You know what I mean? We're only going to have one Trump and it's not going to be up here. It has to be in America. We can't have it up here because we're too docile of people in Canada, I think, personally.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get like a Pierre Poilievre, that's fucking...
Well, wasn't it? It took the docile people to get in their trucks. America didn't, right?
Well...
Some of them did.
That's a different group. I wouldn't say like that wasn't necessarily just a conservative... it wasn't just, you know, that wasn't a political party. That was just like, that was a statement from people. That was walks of all backgrounds, you know, religion, yeah, politics, true. Even just lifestyles, you know, Because there's hippies there, there's Sikhs, there's fucking... So I don't think you can pin a political party on that.
The Sikhs were just driving semis. They were stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
they weren't actually a part of it. They're like, could you move?
But as soon as like right-wing guys up here, it's cringy in a way. Like watching Pierre just like, he hasn't announced really anything what he's got trying to do. He's just playing into the, it's like emotional, like let me drag some shit out of you. Be like, yeah, we've always known CBC has been funded or has like subsidies in grants that are given to them to keep their operation going. It's not hidden. You know, and is there a bias with their reporting? Obviously, we've seen it with the trucker convoy, right? So then when they plant that on, it's just a way to rile up right and left.
Up it's a sum. Yeah, I think $4 billion a year.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good chunk.
I got that number from Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, yeah, he was reporting on
it? Yeah, yeah, he's got the CBC numbers as well.
He painted himself up. He went full blackface to die for it instead of green face.
Yeah. Greenface? Like, he's not the Hulk.
Anyway, who's Kevin Sorbo?
Hercules.
Was he?
Hercules is in green.
Oh, shit. Why did I think the Incredible Hulk?
I don't know, but he'd be a great Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, he would have. Shit. Did you say Hercules?
No.
No. Why did I think
I said Hercules. I didn't say Hulk. Oh, H and H. There you go. Your wires. Maybe. Yeah.
Wires are crossed.
Yeah.
I get one Bud Light in me and all muscular men are just attractive and I can't decipher which one they are. But
so they didn't lose. So they lost money, but they gained the media. They got like, so it doesn't like a Super Bowl commercial cost you $7 billion. There you go. You got your fucking ad.
Yeah, man. They got more advertising out of this. And then all they got to do is like some sort of hardcore bounce back. And like, maybe you go the other way for a minute and you get your money back.
Yeah.
And you triple. Because right now everybody's making fun. Look, we went and bought a six pack to make fun of it. So now Bud, what were we talking about the other night? Like Bud Light is now turning into the new cooler. Because of that?
Yeah, so what did this cost?
$15.
So $6,999,985 in lost market cap.
Yeah, yeah. So
update your numbers, Kevin.
Yeah. Get the report, asshole.
Yeah, I can't wait for this ad to drop. When's it going to be out? A couple of days here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be, it'll be creeping up. It'll be creeping up. But I'm glad we covered that. There is a... And, well, just, you know what? I want to wrap up by saying this.
What do you want to say?
I've never been a fan of the CBC. I'd imagine you being canceled off of CBC. Where you sit on the fence of that? Like, are you bitter about that?
No. I'm actually thankful. Yeah. It turned out to be my best credit ever.
Yeah, exactly.
When I saw the looks of people's faces when the MC for the first time was like, oh, and your headliner, this guy's been banned from the CBC. People looked at each other left and right. Who had no idea who I was. They don't know my name. They just know, oh, that's a statement. He must be a little bit controversial, a little bit dirty.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And when you say, you know, your next performer from CBC, no, you don't. No one does. It's just a bullshit credit. So you have something to say.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jerry D, right?
Yeah.
You don't know him, or Russell Peters, you don't know him from CBC. So, yeah, it's actually.
It's helped you.
Yeah, totally. So I should be like sending them a Christmas card each year.
Yeah.
I should be thanking them, man.
But the one thing that annoys me with CBC and their antics of like being so pro-Canadian or attempting to say that they're pro-Canadian is when it boils down to like something like CBC Gems or whatever it is, because it causes this self-censorship between comedians. Because there is guidelines that, you know, they do have the, what's the name that they always like to use? There's always like safe space rules. You know what I'm saying?
Conditions.
There's barriers in front of you prior to even being a comic on stage. And then they don't tell you that you can't say that, but they certainly do not pick the people that are, you know, our flavor for a certain reason, because it has to be, and rightfully so. I understand that. The only thing that upsets me though, is if tax dollars are then being used to subsidize an operation like CBC, and then they are on top of that, they aren't censoring, but they're putting guidelines in front of you that you have to fit into this tight little box before you. That pisses me off. Sorry, I just spit all over you with that.
I don't think so.
Okay. But that pisses me off because comics are paying into that same system, right? And so with that, like, the shit rolling downhill, and then it always falls at the feet of, like, the artist that's trying to just create funny, and then there's all this horse shit in front of you that causes you to censor yourself on something that you have probably paid into. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That's the thing that irks me.
I paid to be it just for laughs.
Yes.
Book me.
Yes. You know what I mean? That's what drives me nuts about that. And nobody, I feel like nobody sees that. They just lean into it because it's like, oh, you know what? Because there's always going to be guys like us that are floating around. Then there's going to be the opposite end of the spectrum that's going to lean into that shit because it is a payday. And I get that it is a payday for comics.
Yeah, but it's also a government handout.
Yeah.
And if you accept those in any other way, you're poor.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Oh, you got just for laughs? I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. So, oh, you're not doing it on your own.
Government check. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did another debaters? You lined up outside of a soup kitchen is what you did. You argued a homeless guy on a stage. You should be embarrassed. I'm banned from poverty.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. That's the one thing that just drives me fucking nuts with that, though, is it shouldn't, but...
You're 2 years into comedy. Nothing should be fucking bothering you about this right now. You should be just...
It bothered me before.
Bushy-tailed and fucking excited to do everything.
You're
already a cunt about it?
Yes.
Yeah, because you've been hanging around us, and we just turned cunts. 8 years, I guess, is when you click in. Cunt.
Yeah.
Like the dryer, just...
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
Oh, okay.
You're done. You were damp, but now you're all dried out.
Damn, already?
Yeah.
You're done. But I've never looked at... this is even prior. I've always had the same, like, view on CBC. They don't create anything that has any substance behind it. You know, all this money gets thrown at them, and you got fucking this hour's 22 minutes trying to... You know what I mean? Who the fuck watches Just for Laughs gags and has a laugh? Has a pisser of a laugh?
I don't know. Every waiting room across the fucking country, when JFL gaffs, what's it called? Gags is on. That's the best because you don't need sound for any of it. So if you're at the registry, you're at the fucking wherever you are.
Nobody shit, is you're having at a giggle
in the daytime, having a lunch, right? You can watch the football, but half the time you're watching gags. Be honest.
No.
Gags hits.
No, it doesn't hit.
Gags doesn't hit?
It didn't hit when I was young. I always thought it was stupid.
You can't say that.
Thank you, Sam.
You can't say gags doesn't hit.
It doesn't.
It hits.
It doesn't hit. I will argue against that.
We have to put this as a poll. Does JFL gags hit?
With this audience, it won't.
Dude, the stings they do with the cop pulling you over and you're worried you're getting a ticket, that's good stings.
Throw some audio on it. Throw some fucking audio. Oh, that's right, because it's a bunch of French fags talking, and you can't market that to the rest of the country because nobody would listen. As soon as they're like, je ne sais quoi, and they're hitting you with that, it's the fucking frogs getting a payout, and oh, we can't put that. We can't make sure that this isn't in English, so the rest of the country won't understand those goddamn English
dude, pinks. It's sometimes Mr. Bean level with the physical at the gags hits.
That's exactly what
gags
it is.
Hits. Honestly, when I was in Montreal,
don't ever disrespect Mr. Bean like that ever again either.
When I was in Montreal walking around, you're constantly looking for that show, like, because I was there for Just for Laughs, and I would see the gags being played everywhere, and then you see the green guy walking around, and you're like, which one of these cameras is, you know, what's going on? Like, kids would be coming up to you, like, scuffed knee, like, bleeding. Sir, I can't find my mom. You're like, yeah, fucking, where's the camera?
Mm-hmm.
This is a gag.
Yeah.
Like, that kid turned out, you needed my help badly, but...
Yeah.
I think gags are real. It was that.
Yeah, they're filming for fucking 8 days just to get one, two clips.
it's like an out of work
act. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gags hits. Get I guarantee you at least 40% of people say gags hits.
I don't think so.
But you can't say it sarcastically. You just have to put as a status or a tweet or a poll.
Okay, I'll do it on Twitter. I'll do it on Twitter tonight. And we'll leave it up for 24 hours.
Has JFL gags made you laugh?
No, does JFL gags hit?
Does it hit?
Yeah.
All right. It hits.
All right, this is where we close. We'll wrap that argument up. This is where we close the show with one of the favorites of the Uncle Hack podcast. So we'll back
fan it. Mail.
Yeah, we get it's not fan mail; it's hate mail. Okay.
Yeah, but
it is
fan mail.
It is fan mail in a way, but
these are true fans that are like given instructions on how to speak to you.
Nope. You send it in and. Oh, you bastard. Stop. We're just going to open this. So you just email into the show.
Can I read them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because your reading's...
Yeah. Awful? Yeah. You don't like it?
Hey, dumbass Uncle Bumhack. Strong open. Hey, dumbass Uncle Bumhack.
Yeah.
Okay. You better rip those libtard Ontario fucks a new arsehole on your road trip or get a digital Trudy backface tattoo on your butt cheeks for the rest of your useless and pathetic days. Okay. By the way, the 80s called. Holy shit, dude. The 80s called. What did they say? They want their Freddie Mercury stash back.
Oh.
An entire decade wants its Freddie Mercury mustache back.
What a bastard.
You debaucherous, moronic, wank stain.
That's a good one.
You debaucherous, moronic, wank stain. Much love. Fuck you. Really well done.
Not bad. That's one of the better ones.
Yeah. Only maybe one run-on sentence. I expected worse grammar.
Hey, buckle up.
Okay.
It's about to get bumpier. You want this one?
Yeah. So this next one's from Kevin Sorbo. He says, Hack, you stupid bitch. The white women you describe sound exactly like every black woman who's been mildly inconvenienced at a gas station or fast food joint. I guess when the main white woman you grew up around was your own single mother, you didn't witness a prime representation of white women at large. Okay. You had it. Such a great setup, dude. You didn't have your follow through. Really nice setup though. I guess the main white woman you grew up around was your own single mother.
Yeah.
That's great. Then he goes on to say is as far as the helmet laws are concerned, the hate mail complaint last week ties in nicely with the story of the guy who got drained outside the Starbucks. That's the stabbing for the vape incident, I believe. Inderdeep Binder Dundut Inderdeep Binder Dundut used his ceremonial kirpan to settle Buddy's hash. That community are exempted from any laws about carrying blades. This was written by Sam Walker. This is an inside. They carry them in courthouses, airlines, and even the House of Commons, as demonstrated by Big Trudy's Orifice for Hire Jag Meat. Okay, this is so written by Sam. I really enjoy your shitty podcast. It's heartwarming to see you are being a little less of a faggot every week.
Oh, isn't that nice?
This is the best one I've ever heard.
Fan of that one? Do you want to dive into that one?
This guy's been reading Sam's Sunday morning coming down posts. And that's been his school of grammar and like just he's verbose. He's good with it.
Yeah.
The other guy, hey, ass bum.
Hey,
Uncle Ass Bum.
Yeah, it's just trying to fit as many 50s as you can in there.
That guy was a debaucherous. He had syllables.
Debaucherous.
Nice. Here's the next one. Hey there, you long-haired freak. Love the podcast, but there's a little tip before you get more hate mail, you donkey. When you go to Ontario, your show on the 22nd in Barrie is pronounced Barrie.
Oh, I called it Barrie.
Not Barrie, you smuck. Anyways, rock on, fuck liberals, and make drinking legal everywhere on the streets. Cheers. Now these guys, now picture these guys sitting in an audience next to my TikTok women.
Yes.
So you can just imagine.
The there's such a
When those girls walked in late, they sit down and as soon as they heard the reaction from the, and that was a quiet audience. Mm-hmm. That was one of our most tame audiences we've ever had. And even these girls were looking back like, oh my God, we're in the Thunderdome right now.
Oh yeah.
This is insane.
This is a rally.
Yeah. And then quickly, like the older girl with her feet up on the chair, as soon as she heard her definition of what a woman is, she's like, ugh, put her sandals up, right?
Yep.
Section C5 was heckling D2, right? Yep. That happens in our audience all the time where someone yells something at someone else.
Yeah.
And it's not us. It's a disagreement amongst themselves.
Yes. And that happened during my set. Logar, shout out to Logar. He always watches these.
Shout out to Logar.
And Logar, finally met him in the flesh and he's sitting there. He starts getting into it with the one that's sitting closest to him. And he's just like, will you shut the fuck up? He's just like telling her to shut the fuck up. And then starts, I think he was giving it to her about the definition that they raised or something, maybe about the convoy. I'm not quite sure.
Always a squabble breaks out.
I'm for it though. I like having civil disobedience. I like that.
Remember in Kelowna, your fighter friend was gonna beat the shit out of those hecklers?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we have fighting friendlies in the crowd, thanks to you, who are not okay with the rest of the crowd being unruly.
Yes. Well, I think the type of unruly, you know, there's just being drunk and obnoxious.
Yeah.
And then there's being like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And funny.
That's what Kelowna was.
Yeah.
A three-way fuck you. All three sides of the audience were a problem. It was three fires.
Mm-hmm. What a fucking shit show. Anyways, man, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
131 and number one.
Number one.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want to listen to us in the car ride home from Orangeville after our show, tune in to the Patreon, patreon.com/dangercat69. The past two episodes is car rides post show with the comics, audio only for right now because we're on the road and it's been difficult to, you know, keep up to speed with everything, but we're doing our best. Anyways, thanks for tuning in.
I'm going to be in Santa Clarita May 26th and North Hollywood May 27th and then La Jolla June 2nd to 4th, but ticketsbrettforte.com.
There we go. Great done. You should have snuck that in earlier.
No, that's a joke. They don't care. None of these guys live in LA. They're in Grand Prairie.
Actually, there's some people that listen in on...
Keep all this. Keep all this.